Well, I do need to talk about that. Okay. Hey, things are on the up and up and looking up for us. And I'm talking about the United States. Woo-hoo! Anyway, right now we're taking the tithes and offerings. And, okay, I want to remind you Philippians 4:19. Okay, yes, and the King James, it says, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Okay, now, in the Amplified, it says, and my God, our source, shall liberally supply, fill to the full, cram, furnish, satisfy, finish and complete all your needs. Whether you need a need for an employment, requirements, business, lack, a car, a house, according to his riches, his wealth, his money, and his possessions in the glory by Christ Jesus. Well, of course, you have got to follow God, and you have to know what is in his glory. Now, this is Rick Renner's translation. Remember, I said it last week. But my God will supply your needs so completely that he will eliminate all your deficiencies. He will meet all your physical and tangible needs until you are so full you have no more capacity to hold anything else. He will supply all your needs until you are totally filled, packed full, and overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams. Now that's food. Okay, and spilling over. Amen. Okay, now you go, well, GV. Now, we were talking about that there's a lot of examples, and we used Hannah. You know what? Another example was Abraham. Oh, my goodness. We were talking about radical sowing. And when you radically sow, if God told you to, you can't just do because it's somebody else did it. But if he told you to do it, and you do it, then you get a radical blessing. Now, Abraham was an example. He sowed radically when he obeyed God's command, and he gave his only begotten son. Well, his only, I say that because he, okay, if Abraham had not done that, God the Father could not have given Jesus, his only begotten son, as a redemption, as a rescue, as a ransom for us. Amen? And so, in Genesis 22, it says, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. That's where Jesus died. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain that I will show you. Can you imagine? Taking Xander. I'm trying to make this alive. And God told you, Zach, to offer him as a burnt offering. Ugh, on a mountain. Oh my goodness. Or even any one of the little girls, or you take your son, or Tony takes his son, Hezron, and think about that. Woo! You had to have a big trust in God. Trust. And you know what? He wasn't even born again. Whoa. Abraham was not born again because Jesus hadn't died on the cross. And yet, we have to trust him and ourselves. So, the Bible says that after Abraham obeyed and he established a covenant with God, and God provided. What did he provide? A ram as a substitute. And you know what? In the Bible, it's right there. You know those names of Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Jireh, that's his name right there. That in the Hebrew. That's right when Jehovah Jireh came in there. Okay. So the Lord declared through an angel, because you have done this, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Hallelujah. So Genesis 22, that's verses 16 and 17. Now, I mean, that was radical sowing. You know, we're thinking radical sowing money, but we're talking about what you do for God, what He tells you and you obey. Whoa, it's big. Okay, so can you put that up there? And ushers can get ready to receive it. Hallelujah. And I know God has told me to radically sow. And remember I told you, I emptied out the savings account that one time. And I kept hesitating to do it. But I finally gave it to the guy at the book table in Iowa. And a few days later, I received a check for $25,000. What if I had not sold that $5,000? It's like, you know, if you keep getting it, you keep getting it and it doesn't go away. It's God. Okay, so we thank you, God, as we receive today's offering. We're thanking the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interests and income, rebates and returns. This stuff happens too. Checks in the mail. Gifts and surprises. It's almost Christmas. Finding money. Bills paid off. Bills decreased. Blessings and increase. Generosity. Increased capacity. New skills. Witty inventions and ideas. Wise investments and divine favor. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of our financial needs, that we have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and vote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay, don't play the music yet. Okay, but get the offering, because I want to say something else. Okay, we've been a big struggle for our country. Amen. And you know, and I tell you what, we've been praying and praying and praying and praying. Dutch Sheets had us all up. What night was that? 118. Okay. Or wait. Or no. But I mean, what night? What was the date? I love. It was the second. Okay. And so many of us did that because he said he had got. He's an intercessor throughout the United States. Fighting for the country. Okay. And so many people in every state participated in it. And we prayed at one, Nebraska, and he said, God told him that according to how the states came in, into the United States at what time, that we were to pray starting at 12:30 Eastern time, which is 11:30 our time, and that at 1:18 was Nebraska. All we had to do was pray for 3 minutes, and Valkyrie would fall. And you know what? Valkyrie, what's Valkyrie? I guess they made a movie out of Valkyrie. And it was, it's actually satanic, but it was witchcraft that has been coming against all of this. And Valkyrie goes way back to Nazi Germany, when they had a plot that if the people rebelled, they would kill certain people. And even way back in mythology, Valkyrie was a type of witchcraft in which they said, these people are going to die on the battlefield. And now this whole thing, and he had never even heard of Valkyrie when the Lord told him that. And he said, now he went to every one of those swing states, Dutch Sheets did. Yeah. Every single swing state, and had intercessory prayer. And I mean, these services lasted 3 hours. And they decreed and declared every one of the states that are in question. Yeah. He went there, had hours and hours of services in a church that would take him. And it worked. Anyway, many people, and he said it had something to do. I could go on my phone and tell you the whole thing. What when he prays ever since the election turned the wrong way, he started at the next day and prayed, and we're on day 30. Yeah. Okay, and I read today's to the prayer group already this morning. We pray before church. Now, Valkyrie, it was 3 a.m., and the bell tower, he said, the bell tower in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when it struck 3, God told him Valkyrie would fall. And at that time, there were people that came from other states and were standing there. And it was on YouTube, but and on his website. He has his own place. But the clock struck 3, a few people took a picture, and one of the pictures came out. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I sat there and sobbed. I got chills, and then I cried. And an angel came. It was very obvious. It was black as night, I mean, there. And this, it was an angel, and it came. Okay, stuff started to happen, and stuff is starting to happen. Now, the next day, he followed it up, and we had church. That was Wednesday. Yeah, okay. On Wednesday, we had church. And in the Supreme Court, this was a born-again, spirit-filled lawyer who wrote this up for him. All right, but what I am disappointed in, we deliberately gave it to you so you would say it and read it. And it is the most thorough coverage of repentance that we need to repent for in the United States. And since I'm hearing that not too many people did it, see, I signed it. I said it. Said signed it. Okay, but I'm not trying to get. But you guys, I'm really serious about this stuff. Yeah, right. I am so serious. Yeah. It's like my whole taking over. But I am almost 81 years old. And I'll tell you, when you're young, you don't realize what they're trying to do to the United States of America. You will lose your freedom. Yeah. And I appreciate the freedom that I have had all these years. I've been free to worship God, free to you would. And Barack Obama is writing a book called The Promised Land. Well, let me tell you, here's even a prophecy from Amanda Grace. It's really long, but the swamp is going to be uncovered totally. But I do want to read this, and I do want to do it today, this morning. God told me to, and I will probably have a little sermon, but I am really pumped on this stuff. So in the Supreme Court of the God of the universe, the people of God who are called by his name in their individual and joint capacities, we are the appellants, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Appellants. And we are versing the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places, the appellees. And we make an appeal to heaven. And by the way, this is the flag. You know, Tony had gotten it, and we're going to get it on a pole. It didn't come with a stand, so we got to still get that stuff. Yeah, it's still coming. And look at this. Okay. I didn't realize, you know, I noticed that Dutch Sheets had it on his, you know, as he prays and talks every day for 15 minutes. And what it is, do you know that George Washington had put this flag on the ships in the Revolutionary War because the United States flag was not yet had come into being? And there's an evergreen. He said that the Lord told him to put like an evergreen tree because it's evergreen, everlasting life. Yeah. But he did it with God. There's a whole book. I got the book the other day, and I had the wrong book the first time, but I got that book, and I was going through it. It's interesting. So interesting. So, I mean, this whole thing. All right. So, an appeal to heaven. Appeal by right based on the premises below for the court to hear this case, the court of heaven. Forgive our sins, heal our land, and grant such other requested relief. And then you're supposed to sign it right there. Right there, he signed it. Comes now the people of God who are called by his name in their individual and joint capacities, who submit this appeal to heaven in the supreme court of the God, the judge, and the creator of the universe, and respectfully request that you enter an order. Number one, to hear this appeal from heaven, to forgive our sins and to heal these United States of America by enjoining the appealees from any further action to kill, steal, and to destroy. Your will for these United States of America, and by enjoining that the earthly result of the pending elections for the United States of America's President, Senate, and House of Representatives be accomplished now on earth in accordance with your divine kingdom and your will in heaven. Namely, that Donald J. Trump be reelected President of these United States, with sufficient supporting numbers in both houses of Congress for your will to be accomplished in and for this nation. Number one. Well, let me say something to this, because when my son calls from Omaha and he says, oh, Mom, he voted for him and he was totally for him, but he says personality. I said, this is not even about Donald Trump. Right. It's about her losing her rights, the little kids losing their rights, the young married people losing their rights, losing their children to garbage in school, to genders, to 800 kinds of genders if they want it, to changing their genders, to sex trafficking, to garbage, garbage, garbage. That's all I can say. It's awful. If you haven't looked into it, it's so bad. It's those little babies. I don't want them to lose. I might not be here, but I don't want them to lose the freedom that I've had. And that's what it's about, because President Donald Trump is following him. And he will do what he wants. He's for the nation. And the media... Oh, anyway. Okay. Your word promises in 2 Chronicles. Excuse me. Your word promises in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you will grant relief in the form of a hearing. Number two, forgiveness. Three, healing of our land. These three promises of relief are hereafter referred to as relief. On the absolute condition that we, your people, number one, humble themselves. Number two, petition you with specificity. I know how to pronounce it. Yeah, specifically in prayer. Number three, seek your face and turn from your wicked ways. These four absolute conditions are hereafter referred to as conditions. This was made by a spirit-filled lawyer. Okay, our humiliation. We have been arrogant in that we have attempted to seek your relief without fulfilling all four of our conditions. We have arrogantly treated the conditions as multiple choice, having omitted some of the four conditions and yet sought relief when it was not due. We repent of our pride before this most honorable court. Three. Our present circumstances in the United States of America is utterly desperate, and therefore we cannot help but be rightly humbled. Our humility is deserved due to our sin. Our prayer, number four. Therefore we pray for mercy and grace and specific relief. Our deeds deserve punishment, but instead we pray for mercy that you would not punish us according to our sinful deeds. Our deeds do not position us to deserve the requested relief, and therefore we pray for grace from your throne. And we boldly and humbly ask that you grant the below requested prayer for relief. Our seeking of your face, this is number 5. In the past, we have presumptively sought your hand of protection and or your hand of blessing without first seeking your face. We repent of this presumptuous act and resolve now to seek only your face. Your face represents your presence. We affirm that your face and presence bring protection and blessing, and we receive those as a result of, rather than the object of, our consuming desire to seek your face. Our turning away from our wicked ways. Number 9. Wickedness is real and is defined solely by you. Defined solely by you. Wickedness is not defined by the Apelles, the principalities and powers. We confess that in the past we have been embarrassed by your holy definitions of wickedness and have wickedly feared mere men. Amen. More than you. We have acquiesced to or affirmed the world's unholy definitions of wickedness. We have denied, both through assent and silence, your holy definitions of wickedness. In other words, we didn't speak out when we should have spoken out. We were embarrassed to or afraid to. Therefore, we turn from all our wicked ways as defined by you, including the following. Our wicked way, the breach of our national relationship with you. In 1607, the first official act by the English in the New World was declared by the Reverend Robert Hunt at Cape Henry, Virginia. From these very shores, the gospel shall go forth to not only this new world, but the entire world. In 1620, the Christian pilgrims declared the Mayflower Compact outside of Plymouth, Massachusetts, as a civil government covenant for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. In 1776, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, our present United States of America were born in submission to you as we acknowledge that the role of civil government is not to create rights, but to recognize and secure the rights already embedded in creation by you. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Throughout our history as a nation, we have governmentally declared from Washington, D.C., that we trust in you, in God we trust, and we are a nation under you, one nation under God. Yet we have wickedly broken our covenants with you, breached our national relationship with you, cast off protective restraints, and refused to remain under you, not trusted you, attempted to deny the holy rights you embedded in us, your creation, and arrogantly placed ourselves in the position of gods by purporting to create rights that were never endowed to us and that contradict the true rights. Abortion. It doesn't say that, but that's you so graciously endowed in us from creation. We failed to advance the Christian faith, and you abused your mercy and spent your grace on ourselves rather than taking the gospel to this nation and the entire world. In other words, the money. Part 2. We repent of this wickedness. Our wicked way, defiling your image. You created us in your image as male and female. You joined us together physically in marriage as husband and wife, and commanded us to be fruitful and multiply. We have wickedly defiled your image by purporting to redefine sex as an ever-expanded concept outside of marriage between a husband and wife. We repent of this wickedness. Our wicked way, shedding of First Nation blood. We have shed the blood of the native people of our nation. You sent us to this nation to bless them. Instead, we broke covenant with them. We lied to them. We stole from them, misrepresented your true nature to them, and murdered them. We repent of this wickedness. Our wicked way, shedding of innocent African nations' blood. We have shed the blood of the people of the African nations through the sin of human slavery. You sent us to bless the nations of the African continent. Instead, we lied to them, stole from them, destroyed their families, enslaved them, misrepresented your true nature to them, and murdered them. We repent of this wickedness. Our wicked way, shedding of unborn blood. We have shed the blood of our unborn children. You are Creator God, and you created us in your image as procreators, commanding us to be fruitful and multiply. Instead, we have pursued the inherent pleasure of the procreative union while casting aside the procreative fruitful blessing of the union. Moreover, when the fruit has been produced, we have disobeyed your dual commandments to be fruitful and to not murder by killing over 60 million children in the womb. We repent of this wickedness. Prayer for relief. Now, therefore, having fulfilled all of the above four conditions, we boldly ask you to grant the relief promised in your word, namely, that you hear this appeal from heaven. You forgive all of our sins, including those listed above. You heal these United States of America by enjoining the appellees from any further action to still kill and destroy your will for the United States of America, and enjoining that the earthly results of the pending elections for the United States of America's President, Senate, and House of Representatives be accomplished now on earth in accordance with your divine kingdom and will in heaven, namely that Donald J. Trump be reelected President of these United States with sufficient supporting numbers in House of Congress for your will to be accomplished in and for this nation. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Signed. Amen. Okay, now you can play the song. But I'm not done yet. You can be seated. I'm debating back and forth what I should do because God's got me on a roll on this. I've got a sermon about our covenant weapon, but our covenant weapon, as you know, is the living word of God. But you have got to speak that word. You've got to act on that word. And just like this was for a purpose, this was the very next day so that the angels could move, so we would be in repentance. You see, we passed these out for a purpose. I'm really serious about this thing. So, okay. So, but we have covenant promises. That's why Jesus died on the cross. But we have to receive those, and it is the word of God. And we need to be proclaiming the word of God, constantly decreeing. It says in Job 28 that when we decree and declare a thing, it is established, and the light of God's favor shines on our ways. It's like a flashing billboard in the spirit realm to the devil and to all those principalities and powers. Okay. we're talking about not only that, but we have to act on the word then too. You have to have actions to your word. I'm making this real brief, this part, because I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to read this again because it's really good news, really. But it even says in James that he would show his faith by his works. You just can't decree and declare something and then never act on it either. You have to have faith to act on it. And we, in this whole thing, this is what this is about. You know, you put action to what you're praying about, and you release covenant power by expecting results.
Yes.
Not giving up ever, ever, ever. You don't give up. Thank God for some of the intercessors. Thank God for the prayer team that was here and right in Fremont. Thank God. I mean, I didn't get to because but let me tell you, I was praying. Okay, now this is, and you have to, there, the prophetic is real. The prophetic is coming hot and fast about all of this stuff. And so we need to believe it because much of it has come to pass already. And this was by a woman named Amanda Grace. It's long. She's always long. If my voice gives out, I'll give it to you. Okay. My voice is good in Jesus' name. Okay. So, I mean, she's talking to, you know, I skip a little part of this. Now is the time that my spirit is hovering over my people, says the Lord. As I, the Lord, in many ways am opening up the deep. For darkness has attempted to come upon the face of the deep. And I, the Lord, thy God, am illuminating the deep and exposing just how far down, the depths of which things, people, plans, and plots run, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, my angelic army, the warring angels have clashed in the heavenlies with the army of the kingdom of darkness and have brought forth a holy charge at the enemy. And this clash, the force of it you shall experience in the natural and see evidence of this, says the Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts this day. For I, the Lord thy God, am going into the motherhood of the motherboard of the operations, the control center, the processing centers, the hidden vaults, where the most damning evidence and information is stored. And I, the Lord of hosts, say this day to my angelic army, go forth and open up the vaults, saith the Lord. For I, the Lord God, am exposing the combinations that will now unlock shocking country and party altering information where the players shall bleed their true colors. For the water of my word shall wash away the artificial dyes, the artificial mascots, the artificial colors, says the Lord of hosts this day. Now, for months, we have been praying and with the angels and using the angels shooting against the Antichrist agenda of socialism and communism that has been trying to infiltrate and would take over our country if this does not turn. There's no doubt about it. And it's not even subtle. They're just coming right out with it. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And I, the Lord, am going into the underground cells, and I am unlocking them, including terror cells that have laid hidden underground in this country that have been waiting upon a code word from those corrupted against this country in order to strike. In other words, they're all prepared. Terror cells from Iran have laid hidden in the country of the eagle, the United States of America. And I, the Lord thy God, am ripping the covers, the sewer caps off and exposing the locations, the GPS location of these terror cells, of underground deep cells and networks, of the darkest individuals who have been receiving their instructions through an intricate web of back channels, through the dark web of the well, says the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am shining my holy light on the dark web and the hackers who have ties to Dominion. Dominion, the voting machines, very corrupt. And I'll tell you what, the media, it's just, I mean, they have put down our president to the point where people who watch regular news, which my husband and I quit way back in March, February, We quit. Never watched it anymore. The only news I would watch, well, I did Fox, and then Fox turned on him.
Yeah.
Turned on him.
Yeah.
It's it too. So now I'm living it off my phone. And but there's other ones. Newsmax is good, and they're accurate. And there's more coming out all the time. And the Spirit of the Lord says, however, what saddens me is that people are so deceived that they believe this.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to add a little hint to you too. We've been talking about stay filled up.
Yes.
Stay filled up with God.
Yes.
Read the Bible every day.
Yes.
Worship Him.
Yes.
The highest form of prayer is worship.
Yes.
Worship Him.
Yes.
What? Pray.
Yes.
You pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.
Yes.
Do every day stay filled. Because as soon as this thing hit, even the coronavirus, I knew political plot.
Yep.
It comes out of here. You stay full and you know what's going on. Now, you had to take that thing serious, of course. People got died from it. But you, the point is, see, now, Dr. Fauci is saying, no Christmas. You shouldn't celebrate any Christmas because it's a plot to destroy us, to divide families, to keep us separated. God is higher than that.
Yes.
He's smarter than that.
Yes.
By the stripes of Jesus, we were healed.
Yes.
And the Spirit of Lord says this day, I am shining my holy light on the dark web of the hackers who have ties to Dominion, who have ties to certain parties, who have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, and it shall be exposed, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, thy God, am exposing the brothers and the Muslim Brotherhood. For I, the Lord, sit on the throne, not a false god, falsely glorified, and put on a counterfeit throne. Blasphemy, says the Lord, blasphemy. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day that prisoners of wars shall be located and found. For I, the Lord, know all things, and I see all things, and the cries. For certain prisoners of war... Whoops. Okay. Sorry, but if these weren't in order. What? Good.
Okay, I just turned the page.
Thank you. It says, the Spirit of the Lord, I am speaking to that pagan mountain in America and causing an avalanche. And you shall see evidence of this in the natural. An avalanche shall be triggered at the White House of all those loose, unstable, disloyal separatists who are only concerned about catering to the Hamans. Y'all know who Haman is? Yep. He was hung by the gallows at the Book of Esther, right? Okay. Catering to those putting forth an illusion of a false authority that is not theirs to declare. And I, the Lord, shall cause an event that triggers an avalanche of those doing such, and it will sweep them right out of the White House. An avalanche of staff shall depart amidst the emergence of disloyal actions and paper trails traced back to those, even those who should have been spiritually advising, but instead attempted to begin to sell their soul to keep their position, says the Lord of hosts. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I am renewing steadfast spirit. I am creating a clean heart in the president and the first lady, for I am a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And I, the Lord, am drawing them closer and closer to me, along with those truly loyal and seeking truth, as a hen so draws her chicks under her. So I, the Lord, am drawing them and close now, for what is to take place is going to topple and overthrow strongholds in this country. A media outlet shall be trampled in the stampedes. Their cup of sorceries has become full, And now I, the Lord, must pour them out. And they will become the news, the NEWS, the headlines they never wanted to be. They will become the news. They never wanted to be, and there are those who shall fall on their own sword as this high place they have been getting their accolades from gives way and is swept away in the avalanche, says the Lord. Oh boy, listen to this. Barack Obama just wrote a book called The Promised Land. And says the Lord of hosts, those taking the bait of the promised land shall receive a public scar for their indulgences and entertainment of such arrogant and pious position, for they shall not enter the promised land, says the Lord. They shall enter the desolate wasteland filled with the waste and refuse and stench of their plots and operations, now crushed by the millstone they so attempted to tie to the eagle and plummet it from the sky. I, the Lord, am overthrowing Venezuela. Watch the area surrounding Belgium and watch a very mortal, fatal blow to the leadership of New Zealand, says the Lord thy God this day. There are some that will race to go back underground and cause a blackout of their records. However, says the Lord, in their scramble, they have gotten careless and evidence shall be found of not so expunged records that will lead those standing for truth to missing executives, and financial records that shall reveal some shocking financiers, says the Lord of hosts. You shall see fireworks, says the Lord, independence, the 4th of July. You shall see how now, O America, for you are being given a new Independence Day, a new freedom. For in my mercy, I have spared the United States of America for the sake of its brother Israel and for the sake of the precious remnant that loves their father in heaven. That's us. A new breed of warrior. Hey. Is arising in the United States of America, a unique, rare breed that I, the Lord, am positioning and bringing to the forefront, for they are marked by me, they are called by me, and they are uniquely tried and tested in a unique fire, for these are those who have truly walked through the fire, who have gone through the job trials of life, who have not come forth out of a cookie cutter. Yeah. Who have not come forth out of a cookie cutter mold. For I, the Lord thy God, am snapping that mold in two. And those who are filled with my spirit and who are uniquely raised up for me, you shall know who they are, and they are not ashamed of their God. Seek me while I may be found. Call on the name of the Lord your God. Humble yourself before me and commune with me. As I, the Lord, draw my children in during a very crucial and tumultuous time, you shall be safe as long as you cleave unto your good shepherd. O sheep, for your shepherd shall clash with the wolves and their packs shall be dismantled. Stay in the shepherd, Jesus Christ Almighty. He's the good shepherd. Stay in my presence and cleave unto me, for I shall tightly cleave to you, O my precious ones, as the weight of my glory goes forth into the United States and my will in a mighty historic way prevails. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. And my holy army shall announce the plans and stronghold of that the enemy has fallen. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Are you sure you had it in the right way? I think it was stapled wrong. Who cares? We're getting it all. I have given my word to... Yeah, this is stapled wrong. well, it's okay. You'll get it all. I have given my word to cut those serpents in pieces and cast them back into the abyss, says the Lord. For I am freeing you, O eagle, that's the United States, what has constricted you and attempted to squeeze the life from you, you will now lose its life and its grip, says the Lord of hosts, this day. Wait a minute. Yeah. See, yeah, it says something about has reached my throne on the back of the mid-sentence. There's no, okay. And the Spirit of the Lord, okay, says this day, the Mordecais are arising, the Obadiahs are arising, the Esthers are petitioning, and I, the Lord, will open the door and make the way straight for their legal drafts and declarations. He's causing those lawyers. See, and we pray for the lawyers. Pray for their wisdom. Pray that things are uncovered. What's hidden in the dark will be uncovered. That scripture, Matthew 10:26. Pray that it's uncovered. God sees it all. You know what? And pray that they will find that, and they'll, that the whistleblowers come forth and not are afraid of consequences. Okay, so I, the Lord, will open the door and make the way straight for their legal drafts and declarations, for the drafting of documents that are overflowing with truth and the keys that will unlock a divine reversal. For I, the Lord, am reversing the curse, the course of events sent in motion by cessationists, and the new decree shall go forth and override the false authority. For I, the Lord, am elevating those who would not bow to lies, to a false host, to a false office. I am elevating them in this hour and giving them the signet ring with the seal, says the Lord God Yahweh, this day. I, the Lord, will expose. Now, Dutch Sheets had a dream and they saw that skeleton key. They aren't even associated, this isn't even associated with each other. It's all of them are saying the same thing. This skeleton key. He had a dream and it was like when Benjamin Franklin put it in, lightning was hitting all over the United States. Hank Kuhneman said the same thing about the lightning. You know, the lightning strikes. Okay. This skeleton key, and that's what he said also, Dutch Sheets, will unlock all the doors to where the skeletons are, and those things that are filled with rebellious plans, blueprints. See, this was, I read this already. Supercomputers, cameras, machines, and all that stuff. Okay. And the devices and the skeleton key shall indeed make the way straight for the sea of skeletons to be revealed. And as this comes to pass and the shouts for justice, righteousness, morality begin to get louder, there is also a valley of dry bones in the country of America, whose beauty shall break forth again. There is a valley of dry bones of those who have been spiritually siphoned, of those whose spirits have become brittle by the sorcery of the media, of those who have become sick in their spirits, listening to CBS and MSNBC and all those ABC. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, prophesy though to those people who have believed that, to these dry bones, speak to them to live, to come back in alignment with the Word of God and my Spirit. Speak to the valley, O remnant of my people. O my precious children, speak in faith in accordance with my word and watch those dry, brittle bones show new life and cry out to their creator once again. For I, the Lord, am reviving those dead, dry, brittle bones, and the hearts of flesh shall come forth from the dry, brittle stone, and gentle, humble spirits shall be breathed into those who spiritually found themselves in a dry, barren place. However, I, the Lord, am calling out to my lost ones, to my prodigals. And I, the Lord, say this day, you shall see an army of prodigals come home. Come back to their Father in heaven. Return unto their families. Some have been missing and gone for years, and they shall return humbled and fearing the Lord their God. Now, this is mid-sentence in the back. I don't know. Okay, but prayer, I'll just say this, have reached my throne. I'll say, our prayers have reached the throne room of God. And there shall be sudden events that bring them to the surface and orchestrate. Oh, those people probably that were prisoners or, yeah, the POWs. for their release. For the time has come, says the Lord, to set the captives free. Blow the shofar, says the Spirit, shout, for the Lord your God is releasing the hidden captives, and God shall be glorified. You shall see evidence of this on the news as a very high profile cold case that has gone unsolved. I, the Lord, have sent out my angelic army to lead those seeking truth to the smoking gun, to the hidden evidence, and it shall crack the case wide open. This shall be widely reported, says the Lord of hosts, this day. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am a consuming fire, and I, the Lord, am burning up the chaff. I am causing all the dross to come to the surface. What is law weighted down at the bottom, I, the Lord, am releasing, and it shall suddenly pop up and expose evidence not yet seen but diligently searched for, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day to America, once beautiful in its splendor, but now tarnished and stained by the sin and filth of those who serve a fallen host, who serve mammon, who are lovers of self. O America, I, the Lord, am washing you and cleaning out your wounds and draining the infections, the tarnish, the bloodstains, the shame. I, the Lord God, am cleansing you and purging you of such. And O America, I, the Lord, shall give you back your independence. Your declaration shall go forth, and you shall see this during the month of December, going into 2021, for I, the Lord God, have given the orders, and my holy angels are going forth into the four corners. They shall blow the shofars, the decrees from my throne shall be read, and these holy angels shall draw the sword of the Spirit and cut the chains that have anchored America to a very large millstone that the enemy has added to over the years, in an attempt to sink America in its sins, to make it a wasteland, a haunt for jackals, a place where he would have full reign, the devil. However, I, the Lord, have spoken forth from my throne and written such on stone tablets that the enemy's grasp shall be cut and loosened, as America is not his to take. It is mine to give. And I, the Lord thy God, say this day, I am not done with the country of the eagle, and the eagle shall soar again, and you shall see the eagle soar to greater heights, as the serpent that was wrapped around the legs and the beak is cut off, says the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah!
It's a lot of reading. Because I read all this stuff during prayer, too. Okay, so if you give him Dutch Sheets, also is on YouTube. He, every single day, he is praying, give him 15. Sometimes it lasts only 10 minutes. And you can find it on and pray with him, because he prays, we just pray right with him. And he also, though, has his own app, give him 15. And when you get the app, all you do, it's all typed out already. The other one you have to listen to. But I almost prefer the app. I just downloaded it. He's on day, how many days has it been since? You told me that. Yeah, day 30. Okay. So I'll tell you what, it's getting late. I'm going to, this thing turned, and I will tell you this. I struggled and struggled and struggled all day long trying to figure out what God wanted me to preach today. And it wasn't what I studied. It's for my own good, though. But I gave you a little inkling of it still was about God's covenant promises. But we have to speak them. And we need to pray every day till this thing is over. It is a matter of life and death. It is a matter, I'll tell you what. He gets in, goodbye, church. Not only that, they take it over the property. You can't tell me I saw communism stuff. I've talked to people. Call some of the people that are from Russia and from the Ukraine that live, even in Fremont. Ask them what it's like. You don't even have control of your own children. It'd be just like Hitler and Nazis taking your children when they're young, making them, they reprogram them. I mean, they have plans, and I've seen it on YouTube, right on YouTube, that they have plans to arrest Donald Trump and put him in a prison and reprogram it's all of us. Because who was it, AOC or one of those? She says, we need to punish the people who voted for him. I am not, this is, they're just coming right out with stuff. And they think they're starting to, you know, well, I know who my attorney general is going to be. I'm going, ha, no, thank God for God. But we can't, we still can't sit back. He said, if my people pray, if they pray, if they repent. You know, where was I when abortion came in? I was a young girl, you know. Ugh, why didn't I do something about it? You know, it's like, wow, we let it go, let it go, let it go, to a point where Christians think it's okay, even Christians. Oh, no. That is murder, and that is the hugest thing over the United States of America. It's a spirit of murder. And it causes... Those are demonic strongholds. But you know what? Thank God for people who know what they're doing. Thank God for prayer. You've got to pray. And we've got to keep on praying. I will not give up until I see, till the whole thing is done. And pray in the Spirit as much as possible. Amen. You know what? There was this, I'm not going to give this. Find out who you are in Christ. We sang some of it this morning. He sees me in Him. Ephesians 2:6 says, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places by virtue of being born again. He seated us. He took us up. That's the highest place of authority in the universe. We need to turn and take our authority in prayer. You don't just leave, oh God, well, let's see. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, you know, I had a relative, and she doesn't know any better because she's not yet born again. And she just says, well, God is in control. She said, well, I moved and, you know, and I never registered to vote. And she says, but God's in control. I said, oh, no, He isn't. He is in control. We need to vote. Do you see what happened? We have to pray about these things. You think we can just sit down back and do anything we want and never care? Yeah, you know what? It is true. I mean, God has blessed us, many of us, with finances. But we can't let those things take it over. Finances are okay. They're good. But use them for the good. For the good. We should be taking over the country. We should be the millionaires. But with a heart that gives to what? To missions, and gives out there to what it should be given to. Or to help with political people who are Christians to take over this country. Yeah, that's the trouble. You know, it can be. It can be greed. And we can't get that way with it. But see, the more you give, the more it comes back to you. And if you don't believe, that's biblical. Luke 6:38. Amen. 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 All right. Hey, the song that we have, Tony, would you change it to Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory? Father, we just thank You for this day. We thank You, Father, for what You've done. We are so very, very grateful to You. Oh, God, my heart, oh, our hearts love You with all of our being, God. We thank you, Father, that you have shown us the way, that you lead us, that you guide us, you teach us, you train us, you correct us, God, and that we're humble enough, Lord, to take that correction, Father, and to come to you. You know it all. You see it all, Lord God. And circumcise our hearts, God. If there's any change that needs to come into us, Lord, we are so very, very grateful for the country that you gave us, for the Christianity that was able to help all of us to become born again at one time or another. We thank you, Father. And Lord, we ask you to guide us in this, to give us wisdom, God. Give the lawyers super natural wisdom, Lord God. Give courage to those whistleblowers, the people who have seen things, God, so that they come forward. Father, I thank you that the corrupt judges who listen and say, just dismiss it. No, Lord, I thank you that you will oust them out of their Lord, that the Supreme Court judges, God, that you so graciously put in there right at the last minute here, also Amy Coney Barrett and all of those, Kavanaugh, Lord, thank you, Father. We thank you that the conservative judges, Lord, but you will speak to them in the night, in their dreams, Lord God. You will show them and guide them and lead them by your Spirit in their spirit. We praise you. We thank you, Father. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against the United States of America, no weapon formed against our ability to freely worship you, Lord God, or against our families, God. Oh, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that has risen up against us in judgment by the corrupt media, Lord, we shall show to be in the wrong by the living, everlasting Word of God. We thank you, God. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for all of these people, Lord, that have prayed, have continued on. Some of them are at home today. But Lord, I thank you that you bless them abundantly and continue to show us the right way to pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay.